That poor man, Judge Kavanaugh, he's been put through more than enough. At least according to the judge himself and his support of the great senator from South Carolina. Personally, I've been put through enough as well, and unless I miss my guess, you maybe have too. The man is twisting in the wind, as we say down here on the storm-tossed beaches of the South End, a veritable piñata for the Me Too movement, and half of the country following every columnist, newsfeed, Facebook, troll, and Instagram user. The FBI is on the case, at least for 1 week. No need to take longer. There are senators in a great hurry to rush this thing to the floor and vote for the man with all due haste. The wheels of justice, well, they grind. Not slowly in this case, and not too fine. But we got an election coming up, and the worst scenario for those senators would be to fail to put an obvious partisan ally on the big bench. To hell with judicial decorum and fair-mindedness. The boys want a bulletproof Supreme Court, and if it costs that institution the respect of an astonished nation, by God, that's the price. Whether you believe Judge Kavanaugh's accuser or him, whether you applauded his histrionics and his counterattacks on what he presumed are his accusers, what you will remember is an angry little man willing to vent his rage in front of a national audience. A privileged fellow who can scarcely believe his credibility can be questioned. An entitled kid who apparently never really grew up. A prep school punk who punches at those who dare to ask a probing question. He's a lot like the man who nominated him. Another accused sexual predator, immature in outlook and menacing in demeanor. Well, that guy was elected president, and if recent history offers any lessons, this one might be confirmed too. Senator Graham, in his spluttering screed, yelled a red-faced accusation that you people, meaning his colleagues on the Democratic side of the aisle, would do anything to win. The kettle is black, said the pot. If memory serves, those same people confirmed Gorsuch a while back, and Graham's people refused to consider Merrick Garland. Who deserves to be outraged, Lindsay? I think certainly not you. I wish this partisanship would settle down. I wish we had a little respect for the government, the media, the rule of law. But there are people who don't. They claim the mantle of populism. They vow to drain the swamp of government. They label legitimate journalism fake news. They trample established decorum and decency, and they play a mean and hard ball game. The Supreme Court, already under some scrutiny for biased opinions, is the newest victims of these folks' drive to power. Kavanaugh or not, the curtain has been pulled back. Oz is a Lindsey Graham, a mean to the core little man of sound and fury, signifying not very much, and certainly nothing deserving of applause.